Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 127. Today is Saturday, July 28th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita. And Stone's being naughty and putting words in, and I'm not going to say them. So, Stone, good morning.
Good morning. I thought you would just read it and not... You know. Oh, well.
No. I tried. I do look ahead. I don't just read blankly, like, everything that's put in front of me. Sometimes I do. But, yeah, probably because the way that you've put it in, I'm totally like, that's not right. Yeah.
I forgot about it. Okay. Yeah, so. I'll figure out something else. How are you? It's actually technically, I'm going to give it to you guys because technically it's not July the 28th, right? It's not a rule on the show. It's the next day because both of you are on Sunday right now.
Yeah, it's 29th.
So today's the 29th. Yeah. I'm outnumbered.
Yeah. You're outnumbered in date and faction. Just saying. Yes. So, yes. For the Horde. Anyway. We're getting into BFA early. You know what I mean? Like, ramping up. Warcraft is ramping up the whole, you know, faction pride thing. So, why not?
All right.
But anyway, whatever. Anyway, this week we have got Akari has come to join us. So, hey, Akari, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you could come on. It.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, so, I'm messing my D&D game for this, but I'm happy.
nice. Sorry. Crap.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending, I suppose.
Well, last week, I'm playing a gnome bard, and last week I had a dragonborn sorceress who's apparently trying to become a god staring me down in the face on my lonesome.
Wow.
So, right. I have two backups ready to go.
Okay. All right. So you left that game at what point? You're still alive.
Still alive.
Okay. But things could change. Every week or every couple
of weeks? It's every Saturday. We record it. It's on Twitch. It's on YouTube. And I'm probably going to die.
Fingers crossed.
Is it usually at this time?
Yes.
Dang it.
Uh-huh.
So
while you guys are recording, we're also recording.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I was going to say, like, I've never had my group pre-roll characters as backups because they're new, right? So I've been kind of treating them a little bit nice, but I don't know if you can see. But I've got a whole... Oh, no, you can't really see it very well on my camera. But I have a whole bunch of new miniatures I bought. 5 bugbears, 5 orcs, 10 hobgoblins, 1 ogre, and 1 bugbear chief. That's up for... they're going to be taking them on. And they're all, like, level 5. So, we'll see. Should be a good...
So, I only have 1 miniature.
Really?
And it's my favorite character. To the camera for you. It's my half-elven druid, Tobin, that I played in a Tal Dorei campaign, and he's so fun.
Very nice.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. Nice.
I mean, we could make this a podcast about D&D. I'm completely... I'm
okay with this.
I'm good with that, too. I think Lita would be like, what?
Well, you know, my foray into D&D has been very limited, so
we need to probably change this.
Yeah, I still don't get it, guys, but I had two characters No, one character. And a backup, just in case. But yeah, it was interesting. I haven't got back to doing anything because, you know, life and stuff. So, but life and stuff involves WoW. And WoW is a pretty big priority for me. So, and I know for you guys. Yeah, it is pretty important at the moment. So, Akari, how about you tell us all and the chat room and those listening a little bit about who you are? So we know that you play D&D, but who are you? Who is the real Akari?
Who's the real Akari? I am a 27-year-old Scotsman who is absolutely nuts. I work in a health center by day and I play video games by night. Nice. That's me. I'm a nerd.
That's a good balance. A health center. And yeah, that's awesome. All right. So how long have you been playing WoW? So you'd mentioned earlier you started way back.
2004.
Wow. All
right. And so made
do Sona the math.
Really old.
Uh-huh. I was 13.
Yep.
Yeah. And all of a sudden Lord. I feel really old again.
What month did WoW come out again?
November.
No. So yeah, I would have. If it was November, I would have just been turning 14, because Christmas Day is my birthday. So I would have been turning 14 a month later.
Nice.
You were born on Christmas Day.
I'm a Christmas baby.
Okay, can I ask you? Is your family? Did they give you double presents or?
Did we got double presents.
Okay, great.
I got double presents. In the morning, it was Christmas, and me and my two sisters got all our presents in the morning. And then in the evening, we had Christmas dinner, and then it was my birthday party.
Oh, cool.
And we had karaoke and games, and it was fun.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Oh, that sounds really nice. My nephew's born on Boxing Day, so... That's the day after. So we always, for the first probably 5 years of his life, he always thought that he, every single time, you know, Christmas, and then he'd get some presents, then the next day he'd get presents, and then the 27th, he'd be like, more presents? And we'd be like, nobody.
Say Hanukkah, dear. Sorry.
Exactly. So, yeah. So nowadays, of course, he's a lot older now, but yeah. All right, so Akari, when did you first start trying a challenge tune?
I want to say it was either Mists of Pandaria or Cataclysm, because you were doing them in Cataclysm, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so it was late Cataclysm, early Mists. And if I remember right, my first one was a Blood Elf Hunter. And she got to, I want to say, mid-30s.
Okay.
And then died to, like, a quest mob where I pulled way too many things. And Fiend Death was already on cooldown. Didn't go well.
Yeah. We feel your pain, absolutely. So, currently, what are you focused on? So obviously we've got, Iron Man's been the classic challenge that we've had around. So is that still your focus, or have you also deviated and tried something like a pacifist or a bloodthirsty or a tin or a green?
I've never tried the other ones. I've got a bloodthirsty character that's sitting there that I've never actually jumped on and tried. So I have been meaning to do that. What I'm working on right now, I've actually got two. I've got one in Europe and one on the US servers. I've got a Nightborne Warlock on Europe that's Iron Man that I've got to level 5 because I started her a couple of days ago. And tonight, before we started recording, I made a Night Elf Hunter on Dalaran US who is like level 4 right now. So I'm going to focus on those two for the next however long they last.
Okay, all right. So your choices for going, obviously, Night Elf Hunter, was that because you've seen, you know, it has been a fairly stock standard choice for a lot of people to go, or is it...
For anyone who listens to Azeroth Coast to Coast, they will be very much aware that I am an elf fanboy. If I'm Alliance, I only play Night Elf unless it has to be something else. Like, if I want to play a Paladin, I'll play a Draenei. Okay. That's either Night Elf or Draenei. Those are what I'll play.
Okay.
If I'm Horde, I will play Blood Elf or Nightborn because I love the elves. Even in D&D, I play elves.
But dwarves really nice are out. The master race.
Oh, but no. No.
Dwarf Death Knights? You can't get any better than that, right?
Oh, you can get better because you're playing a Death Knight.
I'm sort of baiting him because he and I had a very brief conversation about how he likes some other class, and like no.
Again, but just before the show, I capped out my 8th Demon Hunter today. Jeez.
Wow.
I really like Demon Hunters.
Nice. Well done. I haven't even got one to max up.
5 are tanks, 3 are DPS.
Jeebus. Wow.
Okay. Very cool.
I like tanking. Wow. I like Demon Hunters. I have a problem. So
what do you main? Like, getting away from just the challenge tunes for a moment, okay. What do you main in normal game?
Ironically, a Vengeance Demon Hunter. but I my first ever tune that I deleted was a Alliance Human Mage. The first character I ever capped out was a Draenei Hunter.
Hmm. Okay.
That character I still have. That character is now a Blood Elf Hunter. And I still have my first ever pet. It was a Tel'jassil Nightsaber. His name is Jaws, and I love him.
Nice! So they're pretty cute. They are very cute cats, so definitely. All right. Very... very interesting information there. We're getting to know lots about you. So for you, as you said, with the challenge tunes, let's get back to that for a minute. Mm-hmm. What's been your fondest memory? So obviously you started way back in Kata Early Mist, mm-hmm. and you know, you've been playing currently with the challenge tunes. Have you got a fond memory?
Most of them are soul crushing.
Yes.
You'd think the Circuit of Disappointment would be soul-crushing, but no, losing an Iron Man tune is worse. I got a Paladin, I want to say into the 70s, and that's the highest I've ever got one.
That's pretty good.
It was mid-60s. Mm-hmm. And I was an idiot, and I AFK'd.
Oh no.
And I came back and I just saw that I, because this was the first time I tried on a PvP server, I wanted to really like challenge myself. And I just saw an Alliance, I think it was a mage, just teabagging my character.
Oh no. Like,
You're the worst. Oh. But that's probably the fondest memory because it's the only one that actually filled me with unadulterated rage.
Oh, ow, ouch. So do you normally do a challenge tune on, like previously, obviously they've changed the servers now, but yes. Have you normally always rolled on PvP server previously, or
I typically roll actually on normal RP servers. I typically roll my challenge characters on Argent Dawn Europe,
okay.
Which is the European Moonguard equivalent. Don't go to Gold Share on that server.
Okay.
Or do you go to Goldshire?
Understand this.
You like it. So Goldshire, Argent Dawn, EU.
Yes.
Right.
It's a place to visit.
I did have a Draenei Paladin RP character that one of the rules for this guild that I was in was if you are seen in Goldshire participating, you will be kicked without question.
What?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, they took their RP, extremely seriously.
I guess very seriously.
As far as I can tell, most guilds are like that on Argent Dawn Europe, which is fair, okay. Because that stuff's creepy.
Yeah.
But you know, if whatever, true. I ain't kink shaming, whatever gets your rocks off.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's talk about, with your leveling, your two newish irons. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to, like, have you worked yourself out a little path? Because obviously everything's changed.
Everything
is so different to what we were doing previously. Have you worked out what you're going to do for your level? So like for your Night Elf Hunter, mm-hmm. have you decided what route you're going to go with
yes.
the zones? Okay.
I've got it in my head what I'm going to do at least up okay. until level 30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do Tel'Jassol till about level 5, go to Goldshire and do Elwyn Forest, complete that in its entirety, move on to Westfall, Red Ridge, and Darkshore. I really like the human leveling zones. I have always liked the human leveling zone. So I will do them in their entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as I've got with there. I will figure what else I'm going to do after that. But for the Nightborn, 100%, just because it is my favorite leveling experience, I will complete the Undead starting zone from start to finish. The Undead storyline from start to finish, because it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I will watch it all, and I will read all the quest texts just because I love that story arc.
Yeah, it is a damn good zone, definitely. Okay, well that'll give you a little bit to do, so that sounds pretty good. All right, so what do you think for you might be the most unfriendly zone? And we can look at it from both the Horde and Alliance perspective if you want. Is there somewhere you're like, I am not going to go to this place?
Purely because of PTSD from vanilla, I will avoid. I haven't touched the new Felwood. I think I've done it once for Loremaster, and then I've never went back.
Okay.
So I don't think I was even paying attention to it. So I don't actually know what the new Felwood's like, and I've played it once since Cataclysm launched.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just personal. I don't want to deal with that anymore. Burning Crusade. I don't like any of those zones. I don't like any of the Burning Crusade zones. We can skip Burning Crusade entirely, I'm just so happy with that. So that I'd say Burning Crusade, every zone in Burning Crusade, I'd say is the most unfriendly. Just as I hate those zones.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in Lich King, in what's the zone above Howling Fjord?
Ice Crown.
No, the one above Howling Fjord is Grizzly Hills.
Grizzly Hills. So there used to be a furbolg that, if it did an aim shot on you, it's like a one shot on a iron. I don't know what's happened now with the new stat squish. I don't know how that's mm-hmm. worked out, but that's usually, if I ever do level up over there, I usually stay away from that side of Northrend. I usually go to Borientundra.
Yeah. I think whenever I'm leveling through Northrend, I go the same route through Borien, regardless of Horde and Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they're better designed quests.
Mm.
And less chance of just getting one shot by a random rare.
That's true. As he says, that Felwood is pretty easy. I was thinking the same. Felwood's
not bad right now. Yeah. And if you were to do it, go from the top and collect all the quests as you run south. And then when you've collected all the quests from north to south, then you start working your way back up south to north, and then you'll be good to go.
Mm.
And it's a little bit faster on doing XP. I don't recall a whole lot of Felwood pre-Cataclysm. I just know that
from Arlie in the chat saying that she avoids it for the same reason back in vanilla.
Yeah, now it's relatively easy. There's nothing crazy. Other than Whisperwind Grove, the guards there are yellow, and if you right click on them, you will shoot them and they will one shot you. It's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do it.
Yes.
Although if you don't do Felwood, then you're gonna be good to go. Oh, sorry, buddy. I just elbowed my cat Bob in the head.
Oh, Bob. It's
a kitty.
Oh, Bob.
Bob, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, kitty.
He's looking down, wondering if he can jump down on top of the vent. That's probably not going to be a good thing, because the vent has been removed. Oh. So it's just a hole right now. Yeah, so he's going to jump in there, and you're going to hear meowing and banging and clawing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, you know, background sound effects. It's awesome. That's fine. There we go. Zortz is happy. Bob's here.
Yep.
All right. So, Akari, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
If it's your first time doing a challenge tune, play a hybrid. Play something that can keep themselves alive. Paladins, druids. If you don't like hybrids, play something with a pet. Hunters, warlocks, something that is either tanky as hell and has survivability, or something that has something that can be tanky as hell. Those are the easiest ways to get into it. You will still end up dying your first time through, probably in the 30s, but then just try again.
That's a druid. I think we've only have one person who went from one to max. Who was that?
For who? For what?
Max.
For what class?
Was that on the pacifist? I'm just trying to remember who that was. Their first tune. The pacifist, was it, that tried and they hadn't died?
Like, are you saying somebody that tried it their very first time and never died?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't we have someone?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe I dreamt it. That sounds like a really good
story. I think maybe you were having dreams again. But, you know, you've already played once, so your first time is now gone. You're no long.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can't remember. I just thought there was someone who did. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay, so Akari, how's your week been, though? What have you been up to this week?
I raided Antorus on my hunter and my demon hunter, because our tank had to leave halfway through, so I jumped on my demon hunter. Tank it. The very first week when the patch hit, the dogs, the second boss on heroic, was nightmarish. Because magic resist for tanks is gone now. And that fight is all magic damage. Even while I was tanking it as a fully kitted out demon hunter, I was getting two shot by the time it was at 5 stacks. And it was not fun.
Ouch.
They fixed all that, though. They fixed some of the balancing now, and we did a full clear. It wasn't a problem on heroic. It was, yeah. Did my Circuit of Disappointment, which is currently Ice Cream Citadel and Ulduar, and as always, was very disappointing. And of course, I made the Nightborn Warlock and the Hunter, and obviously leveled a new Demon Hunter. I've just been leveling in WoW this week, really.
Nice.
So, okay. You're going for. Obviously, the ICC mount and Ulduar's mount. Are you going for any mist mounts, or do you have them?
No, I don't have the mist ones yet. I used to do every single raid on every single toon. And bear in mind, the mist mount, I had 23 level capped character.
Wow.
That's a little bit of burnout coming. Yeah.
The sheer and disappointments every week from that just ground at my soul too much.
Yeah.
So now I do it on one character, and I limit myself to two, maximum of three dungeons.
Okay.
Okay.
I've done all the vanilla ones, including all the dungeon ones. Mm-hmm. I've got all the purchasable mounts in regards to reputations, and I've got all the Burning Crusade mounts, and now I'm working on the Wrath of Lich King mounts.
Okay.
Excellent.
And I think I'm missing those two plus the one from Wintergrasp, which I will do if we control Wintergrasp when I'm doing my circuit. Mm-hmm.
Yes, which is never guaranteed. That's such a pain sometimes. Yeah, just trying. You're like, oh, damn it. we don't have it, and then, yeah.
But my hope is, because they say they're going to roll Wintergrasp into the new Epic Battlegrounds at some point. So my hope is that eventually that zone will just be, you can go into it, have fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
That would be cool. Because I really loved Wintergrasp as a really terrible PvPer. That was one of the places I did love PvPing on my own.
Every time I was on, when Wintergrasp popped, I was in there. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man. It was always good fun. Absolutely.
It was a complete cluster bomb, but it was so fun.
It was. Oh, so many good memories. So many bad memories, but
so many bad memories.
Good. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, good luck with your leveling, your hunter and your warlock, definitely, and also for your circuit of disappointment. I hope that it isn't disappointing for too long, and that you get something nice and shiny.
They will drop. I can guarantee you, they will drop.
The last mount that dropped was, I want to say, 8 months ago. It was Ashes of Alar, and I had been farming that for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Ashes was my last TBC mount, and that one took a while.
And whenever my guildies went in there the very first time and they got it.
And that's when you shoot them.
I didn't speak to him for 2 days.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty much like my friend Mingy last week. Unblessed them all.
Uh-huh.
Who's that? What's that? Come kill him. He's got a mount. Oh, okay. I'll come kill him. First time he's ever killed him. Gets the damn mount.
Well, the mount is not a rare drop. It's not a rare drop, right? Like, it's a one in 20.
I'm still killing him every day.
We've almost had a few years here from you, and it's all built around mounts.
Yes. Yes, rage gets real.
I understand. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. Especially, there are times I really wish that this was interactive, that we could reach through the computer.
You wish.
And slap them.
You wish.
So many times.
This is a time that I could do that to Stone, but there's a time that I really would have liked to reach through the computer and absolutely smack Wingy over the back of the head and then just be like, I'm done. Anyway, I did say some choice words to him, and I didn't talk to him for about 5 minutes.
Like what?
And all the other guys thought it was hilarious. Because,
we don't have a clean tag, so like what? What did you say to him?
It's fine. Everyone would have a fair idea. Right. They'd know. So
many profanities.
Anyway, there was words said. Yes. It's just, it's like, anyway. Stone.
I had a circuit of disappointment too. Mine is in mists and whatever I can do up. Cause mists is my mists and everything up. So I do mists, so I do
mists and warlord.
Mists are my four world bosses. That's all that I need in mists. Warlords, I can't do Blackrock Foundry on my own on Mythic. I can't get it. I can't get that that Heart of the Furnace one done. That one where you summon the big fire dude. And it takes too long. Oh yeah.
Funny story for Blackrock Foundry. Mm-hmm. We went back there on Mythic to do it as a guild run to get the guild achievement. And we decided, okay, let's split up. We'll have five people go this way, five people go that way, five people go that way. We'll split up and we'll get it done quicker. Yeah. One of the groups that went to the Houndmaster, the guy with all the beasts, wiped while my group was doing, I want to say
Hans and Franz?
Yes, Hans and Franz.
Okay.
While we were doing Hans and Franz, they wiped me. Once we killed Hans and Franz, gets teleported to where they were. And then also got teleported to Furnace. because there was another group on Furnace, and then got teleported back, and then teleported to Furnace, and then teleported back for about 5 minutes straight.
Wow.
Until those two bosses were either killed, or until one of them was killed, and then I sat and the other one helped them kill that.
Yeah, I guess they're not designed to be taking multiple bosses on it at the same time.
No. Oops. No. Oops. Apparently not.
But at least you didn't die. Yeah, actually.
I'm a demon hunter. I don't die.
Oh, for sakes. Jesus Christ.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm sure you like it. All right. So challenges. Bloodthirsty. I rolled a new Void Hunter. Void Hunter. Void Elf Hunter. I accepted the intro quest and completed the quest Welcome to the Alliance. And Force of Habit. You're not allowed to do quests. So I have four mistakes like that left, because you're allowed to do up to four quests being green, and on the fifth 5 to 9 quests you're yellow. So I have four more mistakes left. Three more, I guess. Yeah, it forced a habit. I just rolled my character up. Okay, let's go. Boop. Hey, wait a second. I'm like, hey, you stupid. So yeah. So I just lost a Bloodthirsty recently because I turned in the Learning to Ride quest, which counts as like eight quests or something, or 12 quests, and it red flagged me and I'm done. So I hit level 21 only killing rares and looting chests in Elwyn, and that it was pretty good because everything else is level 20, so it's it was scaling up to, I think I did see mobs at level 21. Some of the rares were at 21, but the chests were giving me XP, and that's good. So I think I'm going to make another circuit around there when I play that character again. And after that, I'm going to have to find a good circuit that has lots of rares and chests.
Pick me. I might know one.
What, like an area that not a lot of people go to, at least on that realm. Okay, because the lock really is populated when I'm there. We live in the real world, like in the real world time, where everything is based on...
Oh, don't give me that crap.
Everything is based on North American Eastern, no?
You're on Akari's in my time at the moment.
He is closer to my time than you are. You are, off in... I don't know, what are you, plus... You're like, plus 14 hours. It's crazy. 14 hours.
Yeah. But Australia used to be part of the Empire, so...
Well, we used to, too.
There we go.
No, you guys are traitors.
The Queen signed off! She said, okay. Queen Victoria, right? It was Queen Victoria that was in charge when
It's fine, I'm Scottish. I don't actually care about the British.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you that my grandfather is Fraser clan, and we had a tartan and we lost it in our move, and we think that the movers stole it and that we're not happy. So it's one of my things. I want to go and find another tartan, but finding them here for relatively cheap is not cheap. They're not cheaper. So I did my pacifist and I did the cooking and fishing dailies finally, and it felt really weird because I knew I was on a challenger and I was like, I'm doing profession quests. This is really strange. And so I couldn't find the cooking vendor. So I took the cooking daily quest and I'm like, and I was in Ironforge and I started to walk around all over the place. I did like a complete round about the outside ring, and then I came back into the forge area, I went back into the house, and I'm like, wait a second, there's like a bottom floor. Oh yeah, so I go check. Yeah, sure enough, he's there. And yeah, I find my vendor mats that I need to make my spice bread. I'm like, man. So yeah, first time pacifist at like level, I don't know, whatever it is, like 11. So one thing is that I can go to the gnome little area, and the mobs are only like level 5 max. Mm-hmm. So because I'm level 11 I can go up to those nodes that I wasn't able to before and just pick them. I still kind of gotta be a little bit careful, but the aggro radius is small. And I got to level 12 and a quarter. And then I ran out of rest XP, and I'm like, nope, done. I am not playing the pacifist unless I have rest XP. Even though the node XP is really good, I just know. I want to kill things. I want to kill things so bad. I want to do my questing. It's a completely different
So that's way. Right, why you rolled a new Bloodthirsty to make up for the pacifist then?
No, that was just random.
Okay.
It's just a random thing. I was like, yeah, I guess so. And oh, hey, great. It was like level 20 already. Like, awesome. I didn't have to do anything. I feel so, like, skilled.
Yeah, but you've only...
It's I know. Only one level. Yes, I know. Yes, yes. No, it's 21 but levels.
Ha ha.
Yes, ha ha.
Well, good job. Yeah. 12 and a quarter on your passy. Awesome. You're getting there.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I feel like I'm going to kill something by accident. And then if I kill something by accident, I'm going to just kill everything. Because, I mean, if my character is done, then I'm just going to start killing the crap out of everything.
Have you found, do you find it's weird not having first aid?
No.
It's really weird not having first aid.
I haven't used
first aid. Rah.
I've had first aid on every single turn, including all challenge turns that I have. So it feels, I mean, I've still got my bandages in my bag.
Yeah.
But to not have, you know, like I collect the cloth. And so I automatically go, oh, well, I need to make some more bandages. And then I'm like, oh, I can't make bandages anymore. Oh. So it feels really weird. I don't know if others find that, but yeah.
No, my max level iron, I did not get first aid because I am convinced that it was a jinx on me. So I didn't take it until...
Wise move.
80 something or 90, so then I could go do the dailies in Darkmoon. Because at that point, I was like scrambling for dailies.
Yeah.
Give me anything, right. Please. So, but yeah.
Feed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first aid? You don't need first aid.
Sounds like you've had a good week. Oh,
irons don't need first aid. We can use healing potions, right? Yep. This is the kind of show that it's going to be. I'm feeling very pokey. And I'm not even drinking either. I'm just drinking regular Coke.
What?
And I have no Hickory Six. That's why. Well, actually, I do have them. They're just up on top of the fridge.
That's probably why. It's the cherry Coke.
I have cider.
Ooh. I
have coffee.
I would do cider.
Anyway.
Okay. Lita, go. Okay.
Yes.
Your turn.
All right. So I didn't get to play all the tunes this week, but I did have a play around on a few of them. So I played my Night Elf Hunter of my iron. So I took her from 31 to 32. I was questing in Loch Modan. And I've gone into wetlands, actually. So it's the usual spot of just going, don't pick the dwarf quest. Just remember, no dwarf quest for Lita ever. So, but I didn't find it too bad on the Hunter. Like, I literally, since I think I played her maybe Thursday night. So that was after, you know, after the patch and changes and stuff. And I felt... It wasn't too bad with killing on the Hunter. It just seemed to take, I don't know. It just felt like the level, it didn't go very quickly, but you know, I was killing things relatively okay on her. And I thought, nah, okay. Found her to be, you know, not bad. Obviously not as easy as previously, but not bad. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'm happy with her. And then I did some Bloodthirsties, and obviously Bloodthirsties wearing green gear and all of that stuff. Again, I played the priest. So the priest hit level 32 yesterday. I've got disc spec on her.
Okay.
I was a little bit unsure how it was going to go, because my normal priest, like my second alt, Attil, is shadow. And when I did hers on, I felt the shadow seemed to be better. And I thought, no, I'll keep my Bloodthirsty as disc and I'll just see how it goes. And I wouldn't say, it definitely feels different to previous. It doesn't feel as strong, but I felt that it felt okay. So yeah, so she hit 32. I was okay with that. She's at 1,263 kills.
Jesus.
So far. To hit 32. So I was like, yeah, so that wasn't too bad. And again, I'm doing the circle of rares.
Okay,
like rare hunting,
yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I feel like that's the way to go to make Bloodthirsty not feel like it takes too long. Because...
yeah, if I didn't
killing
have
normal
the
mobs,
rested,
oh my
probably,
god!
Yeah, it takes a long time. So certainly having the rested, but you know that's why I've got what technically 10 Bloodthirsties, so I can you know obviously rotate them when I'm try to and keep them in rested, which is fine. I did play the Void Elf Warlock, so she hit 37. And she's on 1,187 kills. Now this is where it's interesting. The Void Elf Warlocks always, I found them to be really quite strong on the Bloodthirsty. Okay. So Voidy though now seems a little bit more squishy than before.
Mm.
But on the whole, still feels okay for the Warlock. Like, I just need to health funnel more, probably more often. And I'm running destruction on her. Well, that's the only thing I run on the Warlock, because that's what I love. So it's more Voidy. I don't play with the impact. I like to have Voidy kind of taking the hits a bit. So, but other than that, I felt that the Void Elf Warlock was okay, like with all the changes and that. I didn't have any problems. I took her through Hinterlands and Loch Modan for rares, and yeah, there wasn't an issue. Now the Night Elf Hunter, I take her right up, and I took her through Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, down to Hinterlands. And I think that's where I dinged 49, because you know why? Because there was a damn Horty. I love you, Horty, but at the time, because I'm playing Alliance, damn Horty, who was questing, stealing all my rares. So, you know, makes leader very...
the worst.
Absolutely. I'm like, PvP you, buddy, but I'm playing a Bloodthirsty, so not going to happen. So I hit 49... on her, and she's at 3,010 kills. Night Elf Hunter on a Bloodthirsty, no issue. The only issue is Leader doing something really dumb and nearly getting herself killed from that. But other
was
than that,
game?
Like?
Like, accidentally pull. Okay, so Eastern Plaguelands, you know where the Twilight cultists camp is towards the river.
Near the river, yeah.
Okay, so there was a rare up, the rare in that little encampment, and there was a chest in that little encampment. And of course, you've got bears and wolves over here. You've got the mobs of the casters and the ones that'll run up to you and, you know, like smack you in the face. So when you try and sneak up on something and you've not cleared the path, very bad idea. So yeah, I had to utilize my Fane and my Shadow Meld, but that's because I did a dumb. But other than that, I'm like, go back to, you know, clear your path. What were you trying to do? I really wanted the chest. Like, I'm like, yeah, the rare's good, but I really want the chest. And the chest gave me something like 22,000 XP or something crazy. It's like, yes, that was really nice.
You've not done a real hunter fail until you disengage off a cliff.
Yeah, trust me, I've done that. I haven't done that on this hunter, but I've done that plenty of times. It's even better when you just fall off a cliff through stupidity. Yeah. So anyway, the Night Elf Hunter, I'm feeling like for Bloodthirsty, definitely I'm really happy with. Like, honestly, it's just my own silliness, but I feel like killing mobs, even taking on, like, I'm not taking on more than one at a time, but when I have to take on like three or four through accidental pulls, I'm okay, because you can trap and, you know, kite and things like that. So I'm still feeling like the Bloodthirsty Hunter I'm really happy with. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I'm happy with the week. I didn't play the other girls because I'm a little bit scared how the monk, the druid, the mage. No, sorry, I killed the mage off. I haven't made another mage because I really don't like mages. And what was the other one that I've got? Can't remember. Oh, and I didn't get around. I was nearly going to play my Bloodthirsty Warrior, but I was really tired and I thought, you know what, it's probably not the wisest move. So I've got a Basel set because I had to wait and just check the talent, not the talents, check the spells, and I've got everything set up ready to go. So I'm hoping I'll be able to sit down and play some Bloodthirsty on my warrior this week, and we'll see how that feels. So fingers crossed that I'm not going to be like going, I really now regret playing the prop warrior. So we'll see how it goes. So that's basically been my week, other than multiple fishing on later. Fishing. Pretty much. Wow. Fishing. Yeah.
Are you doing fishing?
Yeah. I wonder if they track that. Do they track fishing in your stats?
Fishing casts? No. I think they do track... I think there might be some fishing stats, but not like every single cast.
I think...
Because people would go insane.
I was thinking this last night when after I finished fishing, because obviously I'm over in Suramar fishing, and... yeah, anyway, I thought all the fishing that I have done on just on leader over the last 14 years, I think I would cry if I ever found out how many casts that I've ever done in fishing.
Yeah, I think that's why don't. Yeah.
Cause... But I'd probably be secretly proud too, because I have done a ton of fishing. And yeah, so anyway, that's been my week. It's been fun.
Okay. We're being raided while we're doing while we're doing our show. Hi to all the new folks from Sean R. We've had him on our show once before. I don't know if he's still doing iron or not. Be curious if he's still doing iron leveling and stuff.
Sure, I know he's been busy doing a lot of other things, so I'm sure he'll tell us.
Okay, shortly. News. Where's the news bumper? Here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, I think that's coming in loud, but...
It is.
Yeah?
That sounds good. Okay, so we have got a teaser that we're going to play for Corpse Run Radio teaser. So this is something very exciting. I'm really excited for it. So again, listen, and Stone, take it away.
Okay.
We are the Forsaken. We are the You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
Coming to you on Battle for Azeroth launch day, August the 13th, episode 41 of Corpse Run Radio, with a very special guest. No, not him.
Children of the grave, heed my call. Come and join me, or feel my wrath. For we are the Forsaken. I am your queen.
Her, having you be the first interview ever in like 91 episodes is like so appropriate.
Oh, that's really beautiful. You probably know more about the story than I do.
You know more about the upcoming story than I do, so...
Well, but all of that stuff we can't say anything about.
I know.
So you really have to be quite careful because you don't want to give anything away.
If you want to hear more of that interview, come join us on August the 13th for episode 41 of Corpse Run Radio.
Those who do not stand with the Forsaken stand against them. I'm so sorry. Bye now.
She, as much as I'm rolling Alliance, Sylvanas is my favorite Horde character.
I have a t-shirt with Sylvanas' face, so I'm going to sing a Long Live the Queen.
Nice.
I've got my Sylvanas.
That would be nice to have.
I don't know if you can see it. I have got my Sylvanas shirt on.
She is
my dark lady.
She's absolutely nuts, but she is my favorite faction leader.
Absolutely.
When I do, when I help support Calm Before the Storm, usually, you know, you can get a print. So I usually get a Sylvanas one. And so far this year, I have not broken from that. I picked another Sylvanas one because it's her doing like this banshee, like coming up from the banshee, like, oh my God, that's amazing. Oh.
I think I've seen that one actually.
It's.
Did they show off a couple?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's good. It's good. So.
Slightly jelly.
Okay, we have. So I was going to talk about how we were supposed to have a Band-Aid fix put in soon, right? It's done. Right. Okay, so basically Ian made a post saying, you know what, they understand that there's something wrong. That they've done something where they can test 8.0 and they can test 7.3.5 and they can see something's not quite right. Oh, God. Maybe I should use a different phrase because I'm sick of hearing that. Something's not quite right. Hearing that all the time in Suramar, God. So they can see that there's something wrong, but they don't know what. And they were worried about, you know, they didn't want to make a blanket fix when it didn't really fix the actual problem. However, last night they posted that the Band-Aid fix has been put out because I guess they don't want to leave it too much longer. So right now, all mobs' damage dealt from level 1 to 100 has been reduced by up to 16%. So not like a huge, but, you know, like a bit. And mob health from level 1 to 100 has been reduced by up to 24%.
Wow.
So, okay. But keep in mind that this is a Band-Aid fix until they figure out why 8.0 characters are not performing the same way that 7.3.5 characters were. And I actually like that they're very open to say, you know what, like, listen, like, we can test it. Yeah, we screwed up. We've tested. We don't know why. So we're, you know, this is what we're going to do until we can find out why. And they've done that. So I'm kind of hoping that whatever fix it is that they do, it does help us as Irons and Bloodthirsties and all that, like, to be able to level up. I'm curious about how people find leveling on their Irons today, like, since last night. Because this was posted at just after midnight today, technically.
There was the green dot at about 10 o'clock.
Dot. What?
You know, the green circle that comes up. So I knew that there was something.
Oh.
The repatching thing circle.
Oh, yes. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
the green. Well, I call it the green dot. Like, it's right there on my screen. Like, it's like there. So I just see the little circle working, and I'm like, oh, Blizzard's doing something. I just kept fishing. Okay.
So right, yeah, well, I'm hoping. I'm kind of hoping that when they fix the actual problem. And they remove the 16% and 24% stuff that we as a group, even though we're fairly small compared to lots of other groups, will still feel the impact of it where it'll be a better experience to level up. I still don't think that we're going to be pre-Legion styles. Like, I don't think we'll be ever... I don't think we'll be like that ever again. It's just how it is, and... That's our game, so we got to deal with it. Yeah, that's all. Oh, before we do the next thing, so thank you to Taco for lighting a fire beneath my ass again and making me go look at at a problem that I can't figure out what the problem was. So basically, teams are being picked up. And they're being scanned, and they're being updated, and yet it's showing that they're not. And I'm like, what the fuck? No. What's going on, man? It's driving me nuts, because I don't know what the problem is. And so she posted some stuff earlier this week, and I was like, okay, people can't have to deal with this, right? So... I personally should not be responsible for making people get upset when they go to refresh your character and they see that their characters are gone, right? Saying like, hey, we can't find them, or now they're on the lost list. No, that's not right. So I'm like, okay, let me go have a look at this again. Maybe something will pop out. Finally, something popped out. It was really something stupid, but it should be, because that's usually how it is. It's something so stupid that you skim past it really quickly, and so it's fixed. It should be fixed. As far as I can tell, it's updating correctly and showing that it's been updated. If you guys see anything, please let me know right away, please. Yes, and Lita, go now. Stone is awesome.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of not that, our three-year anniversary show is come. Well, you know, you drop me in it and you'll get it right back.
Wow.
So August 25th and 26th, which is basically in a month's time, Stone and I have been doing this show for 3 years. And yes, people, I have not killed him yet, which things might change at BlizzCon. But anyway, we will wait and see. So what we want to do is, on that show, we are going to hold a WoW Challenges Q&A, okay? So what we want, we have got someone sent us in a question. Thank you. You know who you are. And we would like some more. So whether you want to know, you know, Stone, how do you make your famous chicken soup? How do you play a Death Knight? Why do you play a Death Knight?
Because it's the best class ever.
So awesome. Whatever. You are so not correct on that. Yeah, but anyway, any questions that you want to ask us, and obviously, depending on the question, they will get vetoed beforehand. But if you've got an answer to your question, then we also want to know your answer. So send us the question and then your answer to it, and you can send it to us at the email is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can send it via Twitter to the @wowchallenges Twitter account, or in Discord if you want to put it into the podcast channel is fine, and we will put that into our anniversary doc ready for the show. So yeah, please send us some questions And we are going to celebrate 3 years on the 25th of August, which is, damn, Stone, keep thinking, 3 years? Wow.
Yep.
Amazing. Anyway, it'll be fun. We'll have some fun. All fun mm-hmm. times. Okay, Stone.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay, so if you guys haven't noticed, so before we've been using that like hashtag like WoW Iron Man or WoW Iron Contest and all this and that, but I think we've kind of settled on, we're just going to settle with just like the one hashtag. So if you want to, like if you do Twitter stuff, you want us to see it, best thing is to use like hashtag WoW Chell. Inches, and I think we're going to use that for everything from now on because it kind of covers everything. I mean, even if we were to do a bloodthirsty contest, like you know, like I don't want to do hashtag blood contest. I just, you know,
yeah.
it's weird, sort of. And then I don't want to do like WoW Iron Contest either. And so
well, we found that it was getting too long.
It was getting long, yeah. So I figure this is a good size. It's applicable only to us.
Yes.
And which can't be said for some of the other hashtags that we thought of, because Iron, we typically see a lot of Iron Man triathlon folks, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. It's probably better just to use this one, and I know Nisi's been pretty good at retweeting stuff, but sometimes I've been retweeting stuff too. So just, if you see some stuff getting retweeted twice, it's probably because of me, because I'm being like all like, "Ooh, I found something I am the two." Anyways,
nice.
And not realizing Nisi already did it. So I'm gonna stop now and. Yeah, we can carry on with the rest of the show.
Okay, excellent. All right, so let's do the state of the challenges. Let's see how everyone's gone this week. Okay, Akari, can you do the irons for me, please?
Yeah, so it's top 10, yeah?
Yep.
We've got, going to butcher all your names, so apologies straight off
Sweet.
The bat. Number 10, got to levels 67. Was red flag. Talents not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, got Phoebe. That's what I'm saying there. Level 71 and died. RIP Phoebe.
Oh.
Number 8, RJ. Is up at 82 currently. And then we have a plethora at 89. We've got number 7. You've got Margot Totem at 89. You've got Margot Stealth at number 6, also at 89. Margot Divine at 89 at number 5. Number 4 is Iron Margot, also at 89. Number 3, this looks like Ashes Irony
yeah.
at 89. Number 2, Too Thirsty at 99. And Talira at level 100.
Wow.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Mog's been busy. Wow. Well done.
That's a lot of characters.
well, he was saying that he does them in groups of three. So he does have four up there, but he's trying to level them yep. up in groups of three. So that's why you see them mm-hmm. clumped.
Yeah. Mm. Well done. Okay, so Bloods, let's have a look. So we do the top 5 for everyone else. So we've got Tree Wisp at 54, Kitsandre hit 81, Soul Shield is 91, Too Thirsty is 99, and Mark Blood is 101. Well done, Bloods.
There we go.
Okay, Pacifist, who have we got, Akari?
We've got Fire Pride at 50, Ambition at 50, Mondus Breacher at 56, Silent Herber at 74, and Gentle Soul also at 74.
Nice. Okay, and we've got the tins. So we've got Frulu at 25, Hoku at 27, Lucy Lynn. I haven't heard that name for a while. At 42. And Ashliv. Okay, at 71. And, oh, there he is. Zyabo hit 93. Well done. I know Zaya was on the other night and was playing around with some mob stuff on his tin. So, well done, Zaya. Okay, greens. Let's have a look at our greens. Akari, who have we got?
Greens are very, very well placed. We've got Kermit at 47. Zaya Green at 62. I'm going to butcher this one. Verde Glory at 67. Fergie Greene at 80. And Verdant Sand at 91.
Nice.
Well done. Brookslayer's really loving the greens, hey?
Greens is pretty good. I accidentally named one of my Green Men characters Bloodstone or something, and I realized, oh, that's not good, because now I'm going to get confused. Like, am I on a Bloodthirsty or...
Yeah,
I was stupid on my part. Yeah. So, go Kermit. Okay, so Iron Teams. This might not, like, it's because I had to refresh some stuff, so this might be rehashing some stuff, but if we are. Oh, well. So for Iron Teams, we have number 5 is Wrath and Judgment, is at level 31. Shepeshments at level 31. Team Puppet Lives On at 53. Not Hunters at 57. And...
Nice.
On se voit plus tard, which is see you later, I remembered, is dead at level 71. 71.
No.
I mean, I guess see you. Well, so from what I can see, they died, and then they you can see that they equipped a whole bunch of stuff, so I think they were like, screw it. Right, so they were going to try, I guess they were going to try to level up the hard way, and then and then when they died, they're like, nope, we're just going to level them up normal now.
Wow. Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we've only got two blood teams, like, Taco, I need you to fill out. And I mean, really, you are only, you and Five Iron are only two, like, blood team people. So I need you guys to step it up.
Can't find anyone to do a blood team with me. Everyone else, my friends.
I would do a blood team. I would do a blood team with you.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to get up at my time and come.
Are you going to get up at my time?
I would offer to do it, but I'm way too lazy to get up at either of your times.
Okay, so we've got blood teams. We've got number 2, Five Finger Death Taco at level 17. I know. And Combo Taco 5. I like their names. They're pretty good. Are at level 26. My partner is taking a team's break because I really annoy him. And so... he's leveling through the normal experience because he's never really leveled and read the quest text. Mm-hmm. So he's actually enjoying all the lore and story and all that stuff. So I'm trying to find I'm trying to find another team's partner to fill that missing gap, that void that is now my partner is not there. For now, like, he says he'll be back, but you know, I miss him so much, and you know, I miss spam healing him and his pet. Okay.
Puppy is my blood.
Yes. Okay. Yep. All right, here we go.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Okay, so this is the time where you can send in your questions, tips, tricks, puns, any of those things that we can have a chat about and answer. So, okay, first one. Oh, Akari, you get to do Azzy's pun. I'm not even looking at it, so okay. Hit me with it.
Hitting you with it. Azzy's pun. What did the mayonnaise say when someone opened the refrigerator? Hey, close the door. I'm dressing.
Heyo.
Just Leo's reaction. It's just, it fills me with great joy.
I don't, Azzy. I don't even have any words for that one. Wow. Okay, moving right along. Anyway, this one's from Mrs. Rock Guru. She asks, question, can you use coarse sharpening stones? Stone, and the answer would be no, because they're a buff.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Correct. Correct. That's what I should say. Correct.
Correct. Yeah. So I think normally when you do get into Loch Modan, I'm not sure if there's other quests, you know, when you go to that bottom tower.
Yep.
You hand in some stuff and you're given some coarse.
You are. Yes, you
stones.
Are.
Yep. Yeah. Vendorum.
Vendor.
Yeah. You'll probably get like 2 copper or something, but you know, 2 copper's better for you than, you know, anything.
You're 2 copper closer to learning your riding skill. At level 20.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Next one.
From Arcus. Dang it. Hey, y'all. I'm new here. Just a quickie. Sweet. If you're doing iron teams, would a pally be able to use Blessing of Kings on an ally, or would that red flag us? You can buff your teammates. Yep, your teams. So everything that your team can do, you're allowed to use it. So if you have a warlock, you can use a health stone. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say, well, the warlock health stone's a little bit is tricky, especially if your team isn't locked in. Because if your team isn't locked in by level 20, and then you get rid of your warlock and put in a different team member, and you already use a health stone, then because you don't have a warlock on your team, you're done. So you need to keep the warlock on your team if you've used the health stone. But otherwise, yeah, Blessing of Kings, buffs, all that stuff is fine from the characters, yes.
Okay. But good point. Perhaps people just remember, make sure your team is locked in.
Yes.
Like, you know, because otherwise you would hate to get flagged. You know, that would be devastating if you got flagged over something because you didn't keep... I mean, seriously, who wouldn't keep a warlock? Warlocks rock. Best
class. Warlocks are good for summoning, and I feel like Guth... This is... I'm channeling my inner raider. Guth needs to roll a warlock for the next expansion, so we have a warlock to summon us to raid.
Literally, during this raid... What our warlock said, I'm thinking of swapping to another class. My response to him, but then we would lose our taxi.
Yes, exactly.
And I hope he turned around and said, well, stuff ya.
He said things I can't repeat.
Yeah, well, I was using, you know, the leader clean version of it. Yeah, nice. All right, so next one, who have we got?
It's Harry. Another quick one from Arcus.
Okay.
Hey, all quick question. Do guild tabards ruin your Iron Man run?
Yes. If they are green or higher, yes. And it's iron, yes. Do not equip.
They should be green.
Yeah, there's no white, right? Why has it got to be about color?
Nope. But, they're all green. Yeah.
Right, because the green one, the green, blue, purple give different amounts of rep.
It's not reputation. Reputation.
Or is it? I think so.
No, the guild ones were wear cloaks? Is that what you're thinking?
No, the cloaks are something different. Cloaks give you a port to whichever town at a larger cooldown.
Guild taverns were account bound, so you can transfer them to other characters, allowing you level That's up the right. reputation. So you get more reputation for the epic one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a question from James. Hello everyone, quick question. Lots of quick questions. How does the artifact weapon work since it auto-equips once you do the quest? You can auto-equip it once and then you have to remove it. You can't use it. It's an artifact weapon. No.
Yep.
There.
Exactly.
And the same thing still goes for Heart of Azeroth. Just very quickly, LB was doing some testing and he was seeing that he wasn't able to get to the new zones without completing the quest to put on the new heart.
You have to put it on.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like how in Legion where you could get to the city but you could just jump off, right? So this time it may be you have to equip it in order to get to the new zones. We'll see if we can find there's got to be a way around it. There's got to be a way to not have to equip it.
Okay.
We'll see. But I would still say when all that stuff goes live, you know, do not equip if you're at 110, you know, and you're trying to go over there, just don't equip it yet.
Yeah. So, wait till you get confirmation. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Okay, so from Dave the Hunter, lessons I have learned. Oh, here we go.
You know what? I feel like his stuff, we should be playing that music. You know the, okay, everyone settle in, and we're going to hear some words of wisdom.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a while.
I know. Maybe we should do it for the third year. Yeah.
No, I don't think I could do a whole show like that. But anyway, okay, so from Dave the Hunter, never tell your problems to anyone because 20% don't care and the other 80% are glad you have them.
Okay.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Thanks, Dave the Hunter.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
That's pretty deep. Like, you know, we do delve into a lot of different things on this show. That's a very deep, deep one. Thanks, Dave. No, truly. I was thinking it was going to be a little funny, but it wasn't. It kind of was like very...
I was looking at it, trying to find where is the pun, and then I realized, this is like a lesson learned thing.
Yeah. So thank you.
Bob, get out of here.
All right. So next one's from Asheo. Akari, who have we got?
Sheo says, probably old news, but small thorium veins, rich thorium, and even mithril give 1900 XP at level 60 with 8.0. It was previously 320, 1850, and 120 respectively.
Yes. Now, Asheo, as everyone knows, is one of my friends, and he's been doing his pacifist. When did he hit 60? 61. 60. Anyway, he's crazy, as I said last week. And he's kept a spreadsheet. Got a spreadsheet of all his XP, what he's been getting. Yeah, seriously. Honestly. Again, crazy. Ash. Dude. Anyway. But yeah, he was getting the same XP because he wanted to go. He was trying... not Northrend. He was trying Outlands to see, and it wasn't giving him that much difference. So he went back to Winter Spring. I'd like to say Silithus, and I think there was another place that Blast he was Lance. Going. Might have been those three. And when he saw that he was getting basically 1900 across the board, he was like, oh, I'm just gonna stay here for a couple more levels. So
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So very, very interesting. So thanks, Ash, for that. All right. So from Daniel, We've got, hello. I was going through the rules of the Iron Man challenge, and I saw one part saying that we can use heirloom, and the next one saying we can't. Can you please tell me if we can actually use it? Thanks for your time.
So he's getting confused because he's he sees that we allow the heirloom mount, which is heirloom completely something. Different from heirloom gear.
So, which gives you
bonus XP, which is a no-no.
Heirloom
mount is okay. Yes.
But any gear, anything like that, no. Any gear, weapons, etc. in heirlooms, no heirlooms. Only mount.
That's a big no-no.
Yep.
Big no-no, absolutely.
I find there's a couple questions. LB was saying that he thinks that Never Died was the one that made it to max on their first try. And I was like, I don't think so. I think he said no. Like not his very first ever character. I you know, and if I'm wrong, Never Died, you know, let me know. Maybe I'll
LB's Azeroth Coast to Coast fact checker. He doesn't
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm like,
I didn't think it was Never Died. I thought it was someone else though. I don't remember.
Azzy had a question. Where is it? Here.
Azzy?
Yeah, I thought so.
Well,
okay, is it okay for your scout to make bandages and put it on the auction house and then your iron buy them? No. Because you're using another character to help yourself. It's you helping you.
Yeah.
No.
So what's the workaround? Or is there a workaround for first aid now for bandages?
Right now, no. You're just kind of at the whim of auction house people.
Auction house.
Mm. And hope it's on there.
Damn it, I should have made a whole heap that I kept on my tunes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and sell them.
Like I made it probably a step
because
of 20.
They will scale too.
Didn't think.
They will scale. Well, so
I did look at that. You don't have to throw them away. And didn't think that they scaled that much. When I was looking at the bandages on Lita, because she's got tailoring, there wasn't that big of a difference. When I was looking at the actual bandages right from, you know, going, I was working back and I thought, like there was a difference when I looked at going back to Northrend and Draenei, there was a definite numbers difference in, you know, trying to keep the bandages. So I thought, but I don't know on the lower. Like linen and that on an iron.
There are minimum level requirements, but
okay.
They will scale. So five is right. Just buy whichever is cheapest that you can use, and it's fine. I think that was it. I thought there was one more question, but I can't. It does not pop it out at me.
Five says backwards compatible.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, nothing else is jumping out.
Yeah, okay. This is the part where I go like this and open up a website because I didn't have it open before and I'm a bad person. There we go. Okay, thank you to everybody that supports the site and helps us. Thank you to Bozon, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzy Sparksman, Grand Nagus, Eli CTR, Iron Tier, and Cashbringer, an anonymous koala, Never Died, Rude de Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Zaya, Zorts. Just as a reminder, I update this like once a month and sometimes Twitch Prime stuff, you know, it won't remind me and it will not remind you. So if you do Twitch Prime, and want to give it to us again? Great, appreciate it. If not, it's okay. We like I know that I got bills too. So thank you everybody for your support. Thank you to Nisi and Awesome Trousers and Boz and Stir and Zorts and Zaya and Fair for modding in the various places, things and stuff. Look at Nisi. Look at Lita's face. She's giving me this like. What's that face? I don't know. She's giving me a face.
No, I was thinking. I was just thinking. Of something that I was like, what, do I say it or don't I say it?
What? What?
Well, say I was just
say it now. Say it. Say it now.
Say. I just wanted to send get well wishes to Fair. So that's all I'm gonna say.
Yes.
So Fair, hope you're doing well, Del. So, and hugs to Fair, because
we should be hearing from her soon.
Cool. Okay.
Once I hear, I will let you know. You, Lita, know. I won't be yelling to everybody.
No. She's been on. So
oh,
I
has
know.
She? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to say I'm thinking of her and hope that, you know, she's going well. That's all.
Okay.
There she is in the chat room.
Hi. Oh, so it's already done? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah. I'll talk with her after.
Hugs okay. to you. Yeah, cool.
I hope everything went well. Thank you for everybody that's watching through Twitch. Wow, I'm burping too. Because that's what I'm doing, apparently. Yay, Coke.
Nice.
You're
struggling, man.
What am I saying? Twitch. Right.
There we go.
Thank you to... I just... You know what? It's... You know, I don't want to joke about it, but sometimes when things like that happen, you know, because strokes have affected me in my family, but when something like that happens, it's almost like you have like a mini, teeny tiny micro stroke, and you're just like... Mm-hmm. And you're like... You just don't know what's going on, and then you click back in.
And then you click back.
And then you're back into the present, and I've just killed like 10 minutes of time. Great. So sorry. It's like 1:30 a.m. for you, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to log in a while after this.
Oh, okay, sweet. Okay, so I don't feel so bad. Thank you for watching. If you want to watch our live show, we go every week. So thank you to... So this week we are joined by Boz, Lita. That's you, Lita. Nisi. Stir, Zortz, me, AH Sean R, which it always makes me feel weird saying AH. I like calling you just Sean, man. And I hope you're okay with that. Sean is here. Akari, you're in the chat too. What is going on?
Yes.
Oh man, this name is gonna mess me up. Banananiman. Bloodluster, Bosmatus, Commander Root. Captain Dobie, Crash Landing 99. That's what I feel like sometimes when I'm on the show. It's just it's a crash landing. I'm crashing and burning. Decaf Smurf, Eox Corrosis Fair, LB. I'm gonna say good game Ren. Gore Wrath, Huggle the Muggle. I like that. Eli, Azzy, Cashbringer, Cash Me Outside, Mrs. Rakuru, Sin, hey, the Haggerty's here. I haven't seen you around for a while. Virgo Praz, I'm going to pronounce this name incorrectly on purpose. Wapez, because the way that I would pronounce it, I'm going to anger my countrymen, because I'm half of the slang term that person's name could be pronounced as. And Five Iron and Zane Kyber. Lita, I'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
Please explain it to me as well.
I have no idea. Anyway, yeah, straight over. I'm like...
Okay, so our thank next... Thank you for watching. Our next show is Saturday, August the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, August the 5th at 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time? Summertime. Standard Time? Don't know which one. I don't know who's going to be here next week, because the person I was kind of hoping said that they for sure can't do it. So, we'll see.
It's a birthday show.
What is it? Your birthday coming up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, August is birthday month.
Oh, hello. I forgot again.
I'm on holidays from Friday.
Oops. Oh man, I'm gonna fall into my vent. Akari, thank you for joining us and being able to be put onto this end of the mic and not having to like push buttons and stuff, right? So, because don't you push all the buttons? No, it's Kevin. It's Kevin.
That does Kevin. It?
And that's why you get mad.
Kevin's not there, then it's Gavril.
Right. So this is like old hat to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Akari, anyway, can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
For me, you can find me on Twitter, which is @Akari_mag. Oh, I did forget to put on there. I do actually have a Twitch channel that I did stream on, and I'm going to start streaming on again, Akari365. As for the show, you can find us on Twitter @AzerothCTC, or you can visit our website, azerothctc.com. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, all those places where you find stuff.
It's good stuff.
And Gavril and I, which is one of my co-hosts on Azeroth Coast to Coast, along with very often guest host Arlie, are looking at doing a little side show, possibly about nerd things, probably just going to be about D&D because that's what we do. I don't want to give out the name yet because we haven't actually set up a URL for it yet.
I
wanted you to see it.
Yep.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
I so read that wrong.
Yep.
I know what you just read. You're a nasty. That is nasty.
I had to look at it a few times. Like, anyway. Also, jeez. That sounds really, really.
Lita.
Well, my eyes are not what they used to be. I have to look at things. Okay, so thank you. We will have all that information up at the on the website anyway, Akari. So thank you so much. And where you can find our website is wowchallenges.com, and all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels are all there. Don't forget that you can send us an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Certainly, don't forget our month's time, our anniversary show. So send in your WoW Challenges Q&A questions, please. Plus your answers. Please send them to us. Or to stone or
please
to myself. That's fine.
Literally send me like anything that's burning, like if you've ever had a question. I mean, if it's burning, don't send it, but you know, if it's burning, you might want to get some penicillin for that.
I want to go to a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, right. But yeah, send it. Yes. You find me at Twitter, STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. Also, sorry, last night I was interviewed by Countdown to Classic podcast, and that was really fun to be on. He's also a fellow Aussie, so the time zone difference was okay for him. So that's why it kind of worked at that time where that Friday night, you know. I don't know when the episode will be out, but we talked a lot about the Iron Man and where it's going to be going in terms of classic, right? In terms of like how we're going to be able to deal with all that stuff. So, when that comes out, then we'll retweet and et cetera. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's fun.
Nice.
Lita.
Excellent.
Lita, why don't you tell us where we can find you, Lita?
Well, I am on Twitter. That's something different. @LitaWow, which is LEETAWOW. And as you can check out behind the avatar, my other show, as well as the ones that I do with Stone. Now, before we say our goodbyes, always we like to say big thank yous to two wonderful people who have helped Stone and I out immensely. That is Mark Conan. He does our intro for the show, and Epic Insanity, who does our outro for the show. So you can find these wonderful people who do wonderful things and lots of good fun too on Twitter is @MarkConanWow, and check him out on Torrent Think Tank with Jules. And Epic is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And you can find him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions Podcast. So we really appreciate their support and their help with that. So support them from us as well. Other than that, thank you, chat room. It's been lovely having you. And Akari, thank you. Thank you for joining us this week. It's been lovely to have a chat. And good luck with your tunes and your circle of disappointment.
I hope it is no longer disappointing.
Yeah, I accepted a long time ago that that was going to be disappointing every week.
No.
But I still do it every week.
Keep the faith, man. Keep the faith. It'll happen.
6 months since my last drop.
Oh, it will happen. I think, honestly, I think I had a period of a good 4 to 5 months where I had nothing drop, and then all of a sudden I started getting things dropping. You know, things like Pond Nettle in like 20 casts, you know, things like that. I think we should go. Yeah.
Again, this time, if I could reach through the computer.
I would do the same thing and get him on the other side.
Oh. Yep. Ooh, exactly. Double teaming.
Thank you.
Promises.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, have a good week, everybody. Good luck with your tunes and safe leveling, basically. Have fun, too, guys.
Peace. So,
bye.
Bye. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.